They're convicted of this offense, and it's a crime. They're convicted of this crime, and it follows them everywhere they go. Every job application that they have, every job that they apply for, goes on the application. Every time they apply for financial aid for school, it goes on that application. Every application to, you know, the military, armed forces, it goes on that application. And what it does, and what it, I believe it has done, is it reinforces, especially in students who go off island to college and join the military, those kind of students, bright kids, it reinforces stereotypes about us as Samoans, that we're troublemakers. They see these kids with underage drinking convictions, with public peace disturbance convictions, and that's not who these kids are, but that's what they see on these applications. And what concerns me is, what are these employers, what are these schools, what are these military recruiting officers think about these young people that we're sending out into the world with these criminal convictions? It's, to me, it's a problem.